For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. Cindy Burgess Gerson, what an amazing person. Jason, our gay son, Andrews.
Just saying. Okay.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Christy Dougherty, the OG Prime Supreme.
And our super-duper premium sponsor, Kelly Grant, the most gorgeous girl in Texas. We love you. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye olde bros. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous little friend Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blenda. Hello, Ben.
Hello, darling. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm feeling fantastic. Totally fantastic, because at long last, we no longer need to shill our San Francisco show because it's sold out.
Yes. So Yay. We will see you all there. Thank you guys so much for selling that out. We will see you next week, suckers.
Yes. Yes. Next also, week. Yay.
That's nuts, 10 right? days. Hopefully, we will have our new dates ready to announce by the time we get back. Yeah. And, you know, no promises. We'll see. We'll see where we're at. I mean, what can we say?
Be good.
So excited.
But I know. I know it's going to be great. 2018 will be super fun. But for right now, let's just focus on San Francisco and having a great time, meeting everyone up there. And we'll have to do an after party. It'll be great. Okay?
Okay. We're all going to have so much fun together. Okay?
So much fun. And don't forget that we will be recapping next week's Real Housewives of New Jersey at the Saturday show.
Jaw. So if you need to catch up on anything, it's going to be that one. Classic Madge. Yeah.
You know what's classic? You're going to have a very good time there. It'll be very funny. And you know what? Joan Rivers will be so proud, you know, because I knew Joan Rivers very well. Very, very, very well.
I'm more of a Joan.
You know, it's funny. I'm sorry. It's classic Madge. Classic Madge.
Well, today, Marge is in hibernation, just waiting for another recap. But today, we're lucky enough to be sparkling. You know, it's a great day to announce a sold-out show because it's the day of the Sparkle Dog Food premiere.
Yeah, or launch, yes. It's the launch on Real Housewives of Dallas, which is what we're recapping, the penultimate episode of the season before the reunions kick in. So sad that this season is coming to an end.
I know, but, you know, back in the day, the Housewives were like 13 episodes, you know? They weren't 20-something episodes with a whole month of reunion celebration / torture, you know, Housewives torture, which are
we
not
didn't get a single filler episode. This season, there was no filler episode. They were all up to some shit every single episode.
Yep, but it's risky, you know? They can't just have everything be 13 episodes or they'd have 19 million cities. There's already so many cities.
Yeah.
Well, one of my neighbors yesterday actually asked me, there's a Real Housewives of Dallas? And I was like, hello, what kind of Bravo fan are you, loser?
Yeah. You know, people are so obnoxious when they say things like that all the time. And so, like, they do it about Survivor 2. That show's still on. You know, it's like, I don't say that about your prestige drama on AMC or on Showtime. Like, when you say, oh my God, you just have to watch Shameless, it's the best show, I don't say, oh, that show's still on. I'm like, oh, cool, I'm glad you like it. Don't do that to me. What? I had a dream last night, by the way. Oh, never mind. I'm not going to say it because someone said we don't care about your dreams, Ben.
I care about your dream. Actually, I actually have to say, last night I had a nightmare that I was being like chased by Shalom. I mean, what the fuck kind of dream is that?
I had a dream that Jill Soloway was in a feud with Lena Dunham, and she was like trashing her through sketch comedy because it was on Transparent. It was very strange.
That is odd.
I mention that only because we're talking about prestige dramas. Or comedy,
which leads you to Jill Soloway.
in my dreams.
Yeah.
She'll say it in my dreams.
So this episode is all about Sparkle Dog Food.
It's all about Jill Soloway. So... oh, wait, sorry.
I know, I had a minute. I was like, don't be afraid right now, Ronnie. It was just a dream. It was just a dream. Do not be afraid of Shalom or Jill Soloway or Lena Dunham. All perfectly scary people in their own right.
What would they all think? I mean, Shalom, I don't care about him. But what do we think Lena Dunham and Jill Soloway think about The Real Housewives? Surely they've sent some, like, written some tweets about it or an essay, a well-worded essay somewhere.
Yeah. Well, surely there's some Lena Dunham somewhere. There's got to be.
Yeah. I bet Jill Soloway probably hates it.
Yeah, probably, because she's always having to compete.
Well, I wasn't going to go down that path, but I just sort of assume, since she doesn't like gendered pronouns in the writer's room, right? So I kind of feel like everything about The Real Housewives probably
reconfirms. Who is Jill Soloway? Isn't she the lady from the show on Bravo?
That's Jill Zarin.
No, the lady from the wacky sitcom where she's like playing a lady who like hasn't eaten. She wants to eat all the time, but she's really skinny.
That's Jill Jill Soloway is like the creator of Transparent.
Oh, LOL. Because this whole time I was like, the lady from that show on Bravo fighting with Lena Dunham. That is a crazy
sketch
dream.
Company.
Oh, I see. This is American comedian, playwright, writer, and director.
Yeah.
Who identifies as non-binary and prefers singular they pronouns, won the Best Director Award at Sundance. Oh, wow. Sorry, Jill Soloway.
Yeah, she probably hates you now.
Well, it's okay.
Take one for the team.
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'm fine with that. Pick your haters. If only we lived in a world where you could just pick your haters, guys. But we don't.
I think that she would like us because I feel like this podcast is nothing if not transparent.
Good Lord. So,
speaking of exciting things like that, let's go on to Real Housewives of Dallas.
Honey, what do you call a pig that plays basketball? A ball basket. A ball hog. I don't get it either. Stephanie's at home with her kid.
Yeah, I was like, I wasn't really paying attention, and it's like, wait, you don't get that joke? And you told it.
I don't get it either.
Yeah, so Stephanie is with Cruiser because he's got dyslexia, and she's working with him. Nicole, the tutor, comes through. Nicole is like a long-lost Jackson. I mean, I feel like I was getting a lot of Jenna Jackson from her. Was that just me? Am I just crazy?
I think she's Indian, though.
Doesn't matter. Jackson cuts across all races. Why would you bring up the race, Ronnie? Why would you bring up the race?
Because, I mean, I think she's Indian. I don't know. There was really no deep reason. I think that we
back to the Shaw's reunion.
I know, but we started with Jill Soloway, so now I'm all paranoid. I'm like, oh God.
Because Jill Soloway is actually listening.
Yes, I'm like watching my pronouns now.
Well, they came in to teach Cruiser.
The non-binary tutor came in.
The non-binary Jackson sibling arrived to teach them about their letters.
So they're reading a book about carnivores, and he's like, I want a velociraptor. And she's like, it'll eat mommy. Do you want it to eat mommy? And he's like, yeah. I'm kind of behind Cruz. He's really cute. Yeah. I think you guys do need to take him in to get those chicken pox taken care of. I mean, he's kind
not
of
chicken pox.
What is it?
It's just like permanent fruit punch stains on his cheeks. I was like, he was sipping through a pouch, you know, thing. And I was like, he's sipping through a straw. How does he have fruit punch stains on his cheeks? Where did this come from?
Well, hello.
This is why I'm not having kids, because that's what kids are. It's like nonstop fruit punch stains on their cheeks all the time. And I don't like that. As a kid, I was like, not about that.
How many housewives have we seen stabbing themselves with straw because they can't feel their lips anymore to guide towards the straw? Like, we've seen it so many times with housewives going down to get a straw and then poking themselves in the face. So many shots of that.
is there anything more humiliating when you're like in mixed company and you've got like a cocktail in your hand with a straw and you like reach down to sip from the straw and the straw has like glided across the other side of the glass? So then your tongue is just like darting down and you're like,
yeah, it's very
suddenly, like Gollum as you're trying to like, as you're trying to wrangle in the straw instead of like, and you're like,
ah, oh, my eye. Yeah, it's very cruise today. So I'm glad that you said that because I just thought chicken pox. I was like, okay, we're going from flesh eating bacteria to chicken pox. Like, what is going on in Dallas?
Yeah, it's just standard little boy messiness that just can never be wiped away because it just comes back immediately.
Well, to get him to concentrate, Stephanie's like, you know, you have to make everything a game. Like, so they're taking off tiny pieces of treats to give to Biscuit, who's basically getting fatter and fatter because every time he guesses something in the alphabet right, he gets to give a treat. It's, I mean, there's a lot of letters in the alphabet.
Yeah.
That poor dog.
That dog's going to get fed.
Yeah, she's like, fed. Cruz is headed for straight A's, but Biscuit is headed for canine obesity.
That's a good canine obesity joke. Who do you think you are? Us? Huh? So we then go over to Cameron, who has like probably my favorite line of the night. She goes, it's so cold. I can't believe I'm wearing a fur over a fur.
And her mom's like, God, how did I raise you? Her mom's like really good natured and in a fur too, you know, but her mom does have that look on her face. Like, you guys are really taking my child seriously. How is this even happening?
You know, the mom, that's not her mom's coat. You know, she made her mom wear that. Her mom's like, you know, that mom wants to be in a barn coat right now.
She's they like, really,
her, I'll leave the LL Bean at home.
Her mom looked to me just like Roseanne's mom on the sitcom Roseanne.
Yes, that's like, such a
Jackie,
great call.
Come on. She looks just like her.
That's such a good call. Well, she has that. What's that like haircut that moms have where it's like a long bob, you know, it's like a big triangle haircut, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like little some bangs in the front, and then it comes way down, and then it cuts in.
Yeah, and she was like, who wears fur? You know.
It's like a gumdrop.
Jackie's mom, baby. So she's like, my mom may think Sparkle Dog is a little silly, but she also knows I have a track record of being successful.
Yeah, we should mention that they are at a... like a restaurant where she's going to throw the camera wants to throw the launch party for Sparkle Dog pet food. So she Cameron's like, when I was 7, my parents were doing beach towels and like they were in the textile business. And so I designed a pink and white beach towel and no one took it seriously. But then actually Neiman Marcus wound up buying it.
The textile industry is nothing. Neiman Marcus is everything.
Dumb towels wipe up stuff. Smart towels wipe up everything.
We're not going to have a red carpet. We're going to have a pink carpet. We'll have a logo right here. And she, like, moves her head up and down with her hand. Like, she's, like, kneeling to some god. And I was like, how big is this logo going to be? And then later when we saw the logo, I'm like, they actually listened to her. No wonder her mom is shocked. She's like, well, Jackie, Roseanne, how did you get people to make such a big logo?
Dumb blondes, step and repeat. Smart blondes, step in everything.
I want people to walk in and feel the sparkles.
So she's going to be handing them drugs. I get it. Where was Lisa Vanderpump? I'm surprised Lisa Vanderpump did not send a cease and desist, darling, about that pink carpet.
Cease, resist. And if you don't, you'll desist, darling. I'm sorry for manipulating you and desisting and resisting, darling. I'm not surprised that you brought up Lisa, not only because of little dogs and not only because of pink, but also because they're literally using the Vanderpump themes for everything camera now.
Yes.
Have you noticed that?
Yes, I have. They're
using that dun-dun, dun-dun.
You know, that's good company to be in, Cameron. You're barking up the correct tree. Pun intended.
Yes.
Now, decided to
at least if they're going to use some stock music that wasn't written for you in the first place, it's the Vanderpump theme. That's good.
Yeah. So Cameron's talking and she's planning it, and we hear her say, And of course, we're doing the dog psychic, at which point I started to laugh, not thinking that this was actually going to come back as a plot point.
And the lady's like, do they do humans? And Cameron goes, I know, right? So Dandra comes in. She's like, hi, we're pink in your honor.
Hard day, good night. That's what I'm saying. No, anyway. So
I love her laugh. Everyone has such a distinctive laugh on this show.
I know. So Deandra comes in all smiles. She's like, oh, look at this operation without a mother who's just being breathing down your neck like a dragon on fire. Gonna just burn you to crisp. It's just a simple thing with dog food. Isn't that nice? Look at this mother. She doesn't even say anything. She's got a face full of normal face. That's what I like.
So do you have your own Jackie that's trying to ruin your life while she's pretending to help you so she can still be your mother's favorite? Where's she?
Is there L22 in this dog food? That is my favorite ingredient and my favorite number. Okay, and so it's not snow algae.
So
okay,
you are it, so. Oh, so sorry. No, it's not snow algae.
Oh no, I didn't have sorry. Anything else to say.
Oh, is your mom is so pretty? Is she coming to the party? And the mom's like, I'm busy. It's like, wow. Okay,
I need to tend to. I'm like, wow, spooky. We mustn't leave the estate untended to overnight.
So Cameron is worried that they might not have the product for the lunch party because they didn't get the right.
What do you mean there might not be a product? Okay, Deandra, calm down. Calm down. She literally barked at Cameron.
She started. She's like, we do not cancel. It's being worked on in a business level. That is what we say. It is a train, okay? Even if there's some bimbo tied to the tracks by some villain, you run the skank over and you get the budget you need for a new office television. Do you understand me? I was like, whoa.
Fake it till you make it, like my mother's wig.
Like, whoa. Calm down. But the She's factory.
She's like by the shoulders, slapping her. Fake it. Fake it. If that's red, you tell them it's pink. You tell them it's pink until all they say is pink. Okay, you just a lot in here. You dip them in some colored, like some Paz stuff or Easter eggs. You do whatever you have to do, Cameron.
So last night I came home after Bueller's night walk, as I do every day of my life. And, you know, he's very proud because he just pooped, which means he gets a treat. So I reach into my milk bones, yeah. So this is like the cheapest thing you can get at Target. It's like the cheapest treat ever. There's pink things in there. I mean, yeah. Rich people don't shop at Target. They don't know that there's already pink things out there. All you guys had to do was walk to the milk bone aisle, okay?
Well, I think that Cameron's vision was that she wanted something to be stunningly pink, like an Easter M&M, you know? Well, not stunning, but just like more pastel-y. Yeah, pastel or bubblegummy. But, you know, we'll get back to the pinkness of this thing. But we do have a flashback of her opening up the test kibble, and it's all like this, like, it just looks like bloody shit. It's like, oh, no, there's blood in my shit, and it's actually kibble.
Delicious. So Carrie and Stephanie are next. They go to lunch, and I really love this about Texas. Just that being nice before you're rude. I mean, it's just a general South thing. Like, hi, how are you? Oh, good. My hand is cold, and it was on your back, so sorry, because my hand is really cold right now. Like, what the hell? It's, like, cold outside.
Maybe I should have warmed it up under my pasta spigot over my over my stovetop, but that would imply that I actually cook. It's actually Marco does the cooking. I'm supposed to be sorting his socks into left and right. Just keep doing left and left. It's hilarious to watch him walk in circles with that pasta pot.
Well, look, I know I'm not perfect, but I don't understand, like, why I'm here. And Stephanie's like, I'm so excited. And Carrie's talking about her dogs. And she's like, well, here's what I did today. My dog got into some chocolate-covered something and threw up all over the house. So, oh, girl. She's like, oh, that's great. Well, I felt like the other day at the white party, you left defeated, and you felt you had no friends. And I think you actually said, like, you don't know if anyone at the table is your friend. Like, I think you said that. And then Stephanie is making it sound like she's the victim here, as if she didn't just betray the only person who stood by her. You asshole. She's like, I feel horrible, but, like, I want to get to the bottom of what she said. Like, was I a fool?
Carrie's basically like, you know those days when you just feel like you have no friends and no one likes you, and you're just like the gunk at the bottom of a shoe, and you're just like alone in the world, and you're like, why do I even live here? Why did God waste time on me? That's how I feel today.
Well, welcome to lunch. Let's order appetizers.
So this is being intercut with another conversation as Brandy arrives at Leanne's house with a giant bouquet, and she's like,
hi, sorry about your flesh-eating bacteria in your boobies.
But I want you to know what true friendship is. True friendship, that thing looks like a Thanksgiving Day float. It's actually got a nest with eggs in it. Okay, that's how tacky this fucking thing is. You know, someone, like her grandma sent that, the grandma who doesn't talk to her sent that from, like, Mississippi or wherever. It just is a fuck you to her.
Yeah, probably. It was, it had shades of Adrian Maloof. Strange.
Yes, it did.
Garden sculpture thing.
That was a really good call when she sent that huge thing Topiary. Just like this to the white party for Lisa.
Yeah, it was like Adrian Maloof's version of Pandora.
Yeah.
By Avatar.
I had the people at Hobby Lobby move all these twigs to say, fuck you, Vanderskank.
Thanks, Miss Maloof.
So Brandy is saying how her feelings, talking about her, Brandy's feelings were disturbed and hurt by Carrie. And the fact that Carrie had said that she couldn't be friends with him. So that's what Brandy was going through.
Yeah, when Brandy was basically telling the whole world that Carrie was a home-wrecking whore, as Carrie says later.
Yeah.
I love this. Brandy and Stephanie dividing and conquering by pretending to be the victim. And Leanne's learning a huge lesson in this because she will victimize whoever her friends are against as well. Which is how all the shit started with Carrie in the first place. Most of that stuff started with Heidi being a bitch to her in the house. Do you remember?
Oh, of course. Yeah, the corn dog.
Yeah, so Leanne's like, well, look, I am so glad I hired those nurses with all those IVs because I needed to be able to come to your party.
I need to throw that glass.
And she's like, I am happy you came. And Leanne goes, good. And she goes, when that Carrie kept coming at you and coming at you and coming at you, and I smashed that glass, it at least got people to shut up. I was like, okay, look, I don't know what show you people are watching. Carrie did not just start coming after people. She sat there. You guys dragged her downstairs, you know, and then surrounded her again with real glass this time and attacked her. What did Carrie do? I mean, Carrie's an asshole, okay? I don't care. I ain't denying that Carrie's an asshole, but what are you people even talking about?
I know. So then we go back to the other conversation. Stephanie's like, did you honestly say that you couldn't be friends with me? Because I think I'm hilarious. Like, like, you know, friendship with me comes with, like, the added threat of drowning and burning in a fire all at once in my new house. So Carrie goes,
long straw sip. She's
Like, and then there was commercial. She goes, yeah, I did. And then she goes, you know, that cave dinner is where it honestly fell off track for me. And I'm like, that is such a funny thing to say in life. Yeah, that cave dinner is where our friendship really just went wrong.
That's what I wrote too. I put it in quotes and I put only Bravo.
Only Bravo. Yeah,
no, it was that cave dinner. and also, you know, like before I was saying, Carrie's obviously a dick too. And this is why, because she says things like this. I felt physically and emotionally attacked. Okay. I'm not going to sit there and have someone throw a glass at me. Okay. First of all, you can't just say that every time Godzilla comes in and knocks the top off a building. You know, he wasn't aiming for you. It's just Godzilla.
Just general rage. General rage. Although, to be fair, I mean, Leanne did get in Carrie's face with her, quote, alleged dog shit breath.
She did. So but that was pretty assaulting. That was manslaughter. It was like breath slaughter.
Flesh eating bacteria breath.
Yeah, the glass she at least had the decency to throw at a cameraman.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's like, yeah, that cave dinner is where I felt it went off track. And she's like, well, like, I don't think it was right for Brandy to say what she said about the nanny thing. Like, I don't agree with how that was handled. And she goes, look, I don't, like, want whatever is going on with you and Brandy to come between us. Cut to Brandy.
I've been very supportive of Carrie.
Please name one time you've been supportive of Carrie, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. So Leanne starts saying that Carrie plays innocent while she manipulates the situation, which is funny because, you know, Leanne and Carrie are totally pitted against each other, by, it feels like Brandy and Stephanie, but the truth is, it seems like Brandy and Stephanie might, maybe even Brandy might be the one who plays the most innocent while she manipulates the situation.
Yeah, that's how it's looking this year for sure. And I like that Leanne was like, you are a good friend to her. I mean, girl, I didn't even know about the nanny. I had no idea. Now, P.S., why didn't you tell me about the nanny? She's like, I feel like she is the, Kara is the puppeteer, and Brandy and Stephanie are at the end of those strings.
Now, why would a nanny have an affair with a man who gets dick sucked at the Roundup? Oh, did I say that again?
Well, I hope she was a nanny with some paper towels.
So Carrie's like, when Brandy came back, like, we just stopped hanging, and I feel like she has a spell over you. And you're like, ooh, yes, Brandy, ooh. She's like, we are two different, not, we are not the same, we're different, we're kind of different, I mean, we're mostly different, like, we're not attached. Oh, I think Brandy just got stuck by something, I felt it in my hand. She's like, well, you need to be more clear about that. So cut back to Leanne, and she's like, look, I just don't want to see you hurt again, okay? By Carrie. I don't want you to see, I don't want you to be hurt by Carrie. And she's like, well, maybe she used our breakup to be better friends with her, and she might have been manipulating the situation the whole No, no, ma'am. No, no. We don't have any shots of Carrie saying, fuck Brandy, to Stephanie. All we saw Carrie say to Stephanie was, you should try and make up with her.
Yeah, that's actually true.
Right? So Carrie's just basically giving Stephanie the business. Like, separate yourself, it's pathetic. And not backing down. And Stephanie's like, okay, I'll try. And then we come back to Leanne and Leanne. Oh, are you going to say it? Go for it. It's my favorite part.
You can say it. If it's your favorite part, you should say it. You say it, because I don't know what you're
saying. Because she was just saying, it's the pup. Don't let her be the puppeteer. Now listen, this is where you tell her, if you stay close with Carrie, it's going to damage our relationship. I was like, you're literally telling her what to do. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's funny.
Like, well, if you're going to be the puppeteer, at least take the credit, okay?
Yeah. It was surprising because Leanne said, you know, I went to that Halloween party dressed as Two-Face, hoping to have a fight with Stephanie because I thought she was Two-Faced. But she's not Two-Faced. She's weak and manipulated.
I should have gone as a doormat. It would have been much easier. Just put some uncomfortable material on there and put welcome.
I should have just gone as a giant hazard, because I hear she has an open fireplace and a pool in her foyer within inches of each other. So we now find Deandra heading back to the cosmetic lab, where we find her plucky underling whose job she stole, Jackie
is wearing some kind of print jacket that looks like a close-up of an organism, just to say, like, I understand snow algae, ma'am.
This is very exciting, because this is the product that Dee finally okayed last week, and Deandra's hoping she'll finally be able to make a mark on the Hard Not Good Morning product line with this. And it's the first new product in 7 years, which is a little crazy if you ask me.
It's anti-aging. It tightens. It plumps. It pulls. It pushes. It swims. It runs. It flies. It tastes like cinnamon.
It restarts your car.
It's a jumper cable. It is.
You can put together your furniture with it. It provides support all night long through your sleep.
It's like, this thing does everything. Yeah. And she's like, now, Jackie. And she puts on those humongous thick glasses, where she's like,
do you see what my eyelashes are made of? Good, they're working. Okay, now, L22 is my number, because 22 is my number. It restores your lipid level to the time you were 22 years old. That was a double on Deandra, if you will.
You know, double entendre is almost like saying Deandra, if you really think about it. Probably like just like 22 differences between the two words. Oh my God, 22 is my favorite number. It's my favorite number. If you put 2 and 2 together, it becomes 4, which is also a favorite of mine, but it's not as good as 22. Anyway, the point is this. I love L22, and I'm here because I'm so excited that you promised me that there'd be L22 in this in this product. And Jackie's like, did I say L22? I meant I was listening to an old album of L7. God, they were a great band. Where are they? Bless their hearts.
All I was trying to say was, whatever happened to LPs? Anybody know? Anybody? She's like, now look. Now here's how snow algae works, okay? Now, we can get all the products however we want. We just call, you know, whoever direct and order them. But you can't do that with snow algae, okay? And when you buy snow algae, you got to buy it by the kilos, okay? It's cocaine, basically. It's basically cocaine. We have to have it flown in here by the Mexicans, loaded the ground so the army didn't find them. So that's going to take 4 weeks. And she's like, this is supposed to launch in 2 weeks. Well, I don't know what we're going to do. Jackie has this look in her eye. Her eyes are always popped wide open. Like, she has been terrified so much by D over the course of her life that her eyes are just stuck like that even when she's calm, you know?
Jackie is thrilled. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry. Were you just betting everything on your career on this L22 ingredient that's not going to be there by the time it launches? You might lose your job. I wonder who will take it for you. I mean, I'm not really doing anything. I guess I could do it. I could do it.
Well, it is
so
gonna
sorry
be,
about that.
It is going to be my pleasure mixed with sorrow as I write your goodbye letter sitting in my corner office, Miss Dandra.
And then, you know, as soon as Dandra's packing up her boxes, oh, isn't this funny? I just found all the L22. Turns out I was here all along. Anyway, have fun working that Verizon store with Keaton.
I love that.
She's like, my head is on the chopping block. She's like, we will do everything we can, Miss Dandra.
Now, excuse me, I'm going to Panera Grill.
So Cameron is with her kids who hate her, basically. Yeah. Her daughter looks just like Court. She has the exact same face and even the I hate you and what am I doing here face that he makes at her. She's like, guys, remember when mommy talked about her party and tried to get perfect pink bubblegum for her dog food? Mommy is nervous it might not be pink. Her kid goes, awkward.
Yeah. He goes, remember the sparkle party mommy was talking about? And Hilton goes, no idea. So Hilton's just like rolling her eyes like, let me color in peace.
She's like, how much of my college fund is this one going to take?
So Court had to spend an extra $10,000 to get a new version of the kibble so that way it'll be pink. So he arrives with the box and Cameron's freaking out. She's like, oh my God, I'm not even sure I want to open it. I just want to put my hands on it, make sure it's extra pink. And they open it up and she's like, that is pink. I'm like, sort of like a grayish salmon color, but
yeah, it's kind of, yeah, it's pink, like mixed with beige. Yeah, it's very light salmon. I think that's a very
good
way to put
it. It looks a lot like actually looks like the cat food I used to give my cat. So she's like, this is dog food history now. We've done it 4 score and 7 kibbles ago.
This is the Declaration of Sparkle Pendants. Okay. It took 1776 tries to get this right, but we did it.
You know what? I'm dreaming of the day when Lynette What's-Her-Face makes a Broadway musical called Cameron. It's like, no, that's Lin-Manuel Miranda.
The kid's like, ugh. So now I think this might be a good time to talk about other things that are really exciting and really are written down and do reflect history. You know, in the modern day and age, we read history through the wonderful works of magazines, darling.
That's magazines are more than just something to flip through in the checkout line at the grocery store. They're informative and entertaining and keep you up to date on news and social issues and sparkle dog food. And they give you great opinions and ideas from the world's best journalists, writers, and leaders. And then you get all your favorite magazines in one app. Texture.
Yeah. you can get access to all of your favorite magazines in one place on your tablet or your phone. The Texture app has gone beyond delivering just the magazine itself. They've made it easy to find and enjoy the articles you want to read with daily recommendations, exclusive interactive features, videos, and more.
Now listen up, you mimickers. Before you bow at me, let me tell you what I did while I was recovering from my flesh-eating bacteria. I went on to Texture, and I read Cycle World and Vogue. I read Vogue. I said, what's my look for fall for flesh-eating bacteria? And they had an article about it. It was amazing.
Come on, Vogue.
Vogue.
Let your body move to the music, damn it.
And then I read something in Do It Yourself magazine. Guess what you could do by yourself? Get flesh-eating bacteria.
Why subscribe to just a couple of magazines when you can have all of your favorites on your smartphone or tablet all the time for way less? Right now, Texture is offering our listeners a 14-day free trial when you go to texture.com/crappins. That's 14 days to try Texture for free when you go to texture.com/crappins.
Dumb blondes read magazines. Smart blondes read Texture.
Thank you, Texture.
Thank you.
Okay, so now let's go over to Stephanie.
Making salmon. Speaking of pink things, she's making salmon, putting things on salmon, getting ready for some salmon.
Travis is the most exhausted husband we've ever had on a Housewives show, and I love it. I love his consistent, just like, oh my gosh.
Well, he probably took a massive shit. Looks like he did. He was like, oh, honey, we got to work on that fan in the bathroom.
I think I don't know why this is a Texas thing, because I know they have Costco everywhere, but my mom does this too, where once Sam's and then Costco came out, everything you eat is from Costco, you know? And once you start walking through those Costcos and seeing that this is everything your mother has claimed to cook for years, it feels like being betrayed in a way, you know? But I loved when Travis walked in, he's like, wow, Costco looks good.
That made me want to go to Costco. I've got to renew my membership.
So funny. And it really is. It's just like the coleslaw, but in a crystal serving bowl.
Yeah.
So she's like, well, the kid is doing good. And he's like, yeah, the teacher emailed me to say he's doing better. How's the tutor? Just go to bed, yeah. Travis.
Yeah. It was actually a nice scene because he talked about, you know, growing up being dyslexic and being pulled out of class. And like, he didn't really learn. He couldn't read until the second time he did. I went through third grade and, you know, he didn't have friends because he's made fun of. And I was like, oh, Travis.
And then I felt for Travis too. And then he tries to show her how to work an oven, which is funny. And she's like, I do cook. I do. So next up, Brandy is at lunch in Plano and
at Del Frisco's Grill.
We get the most amazing scene of Cameron trying to parallel park.
Yeah. It was like reverse Austin Powers. She was just going back and forth and not getting anywhere closer to the curb. And I just imagine inside she's going, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't she
Sparkle?
Isn't she rich enough to have one of those cars that just does that for you? So many cars do that now, where they're like, you just put, okay, parallel park, and then they do it. She's like, and then
Siri, can you park the car? Alexa, park the car.
Oh my God, I hope we didn't just cause any wrecks.
I don't think Alexa can park any cars.
Well, you never know. The future is near. Maybe people are listening to this in a few years where she's doing it.
Smart Alexas, park cars. Dumb Alexas, park nothing.
Randy's like,
welcome to Plano.
And Cam, it was an adventure. I get confused driving, and I feel like I drove to another country. Okay, it shows I want to work on our friendship, which is why I drove that far to the Mexican food restaurant to show my child that I approve of guacamole.
You know, we went to Cabo earlier before we went to Mexico together, and it was so fun, and the food was so good that we came back and we just want to keep on eating Mexican food. It's so amazing.
And it's like she's trying to make up with Brandy at this lunch. And Brandy really is pushing her because driving to Plano is no easy feat. Okay. Plano is not that close. It's not like going to the valley. It's way further. Yeah. And Brandy's like,
well, welcome to the 7293857322-544. Okay.
And Cameron is like, okay, I'm going to drive to Plano. I'm going to parallel park in these godforsaken, completely open streets. And then when the waiter comes, she goes, I'd like to order anything girly or fruity. Okay.
He's like, we could do that. It's called the entire menu. Great. And can I get a box too? Well, we don't box up our drinks. No, I thought we're in Plano. Don't you guys just give away Plano boxes here? Isn't that what this town is known for? Can girl, I what are you going to do with a Plano box?
Can I have something that's not Plano? Like, but you're in Plano. No, I just mean with some seasoning on it.
I think it's great how you guys speak another language here, or as you guys say, language-o.
Ma'am, I'm speaking English.
English-o.
Brandy, could you translate? I have no idea what he's saying. Ma'am, do you want to make an order?
Que
chorizo taquito? Donde está Plano Barrio, si vous playo?
Sorry, I'm new to the flatlands. Okay.
Can I have a Cosmo-o?
So Cameron has come to try and make up. And Brandy's like, I'm going to fuck with her. So she's like, I learned why you serve cocktails in plastic cups.
She's like, oh, are you not going to show a flashback, Bravo, to my line? Oh, okay. I mean, just you showed a flashback to Megan King Edmund's baby crib. No, not to a flashback to the glass breaking. Okay. All right, that's fine.
Do I need to put sparkle dog food in a crib to get it a little flashback? Because I could do that. Okay.
So Brandy's like,
listen, I don't want to fight with you. I really don't. But I don't want to have a stick up my ass like you either.
Like, well, that's really an olive branch. Pun intended again.
An olive branch up an ass.
Yeah.
Why do you think I have a stick up my ass? Because I don't want to run around the beach with inappropriate items. Because I know what's right and what's wrong.
Yes, that is basically the definition of a stick up your ass, lady. Okay. And she's like,
well, some people's humor is just different. I don't know why you laugh. I don't know what you laugh at.
And Cam says, well, if you took the time to get to know me, you could find out what makes me laugh. Like, for instance, you know what really makes me laugh a lot? Can openers. Those are crazy. Ha! Ha!
You must parallel park every day out here, don't you? Ha! 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 Is it working?
It's so far away, I almost had to take a plane to Plano. Ha! Ha!
Do you get it? And Brandy's like,
I just think we're different. And, like, I'm open, but, you know, she has to know I'm a free spirit, okay? Because I won't change to impress her or anyone. Like, way to rebel, okay? But this is not just about you having a dildo. That would have been fine.
It was chasing her and slapping her with it after she asked you to stop for 3 days.
Yeah, is Plano known for being, like, a bastion of free spirits? You live in suburbia.
Your kids got kicked out of school because you're on a housewife show, okay? You're like a cowboy's cheerleader who married like a rich guy and is now stuck in a giant prison that lets her kids play in cardboard boxes like the rest of the fucking world, Randy.
Yeah, I don't see you at a concert for the Strokes. You're not a free spirit.
The Strokes.
I don't know why I went to the Strokes. So Cameron's like, this is new to be around people who believe different things.
Yeah, she's like, I've never had friends that aren't like me. So Cameron's like, well, I really wanted to share my dog food journey with you. And it would be great if we could share it, but I just need to know you're not going to be inappropriate. And Brandy's like, is sex chocolate invited? She's like, I know that you're joking. It's called learning the language. No, I did not order guacamole, sir. Can we get someone to speak English, please?
I'm still confused how there can be a bowl of dancing. Salsa? It doesn't make sense.
Can I please have a bowl of ballet? Because that has grace. Okay?
So now it's time for the big sparkle launch party. And we see the bowls of all the sparkle food. And we see brown bits in there. And Cameron tells us that, unfortunately, there was an issue with the focus groups and people flipped out on all pink kibble. So we had to put some brown in there.
Because it was the poop. She's like, yeah. People were afraid of the pink poop. So we had to make some adjustments.
People are afraid of pink poop, as if brown poop is like so much better.
So funny. I know, poop is poop. Could you imagine if people just freak out when they get a dog in general? They're like, poop? Ooh, bleh. It's like, okay, we got our focus group on dogs back, God. People aren't really liking the poop.
Okay? Yeah, exactly. I mean, the benefit of having some brown kibble in there is it does make the pink pop a little bit more, maybe. I don't know.
But it's still, I mean, guys, I get that no one's ever seen pink in this room, but I took out another milk bone and was like, pink. It's just pink. It's like literally pink.
Pink milk bone.
So Court, who just has like a giant fart face, like speaking of poopy, he's just like, ugh. She goes, do you like my logo? Which is basically an entire wall of Louis' face with sparkles all over it. And yeah. He goes, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen. You've outdone yourself.
Thank you. I've given you all the control, but I have the control.
Tricked you.
So women, all these women are arriving with their little dogs. I'm just saying, like, dogs, dogs, dogs. There's this one little black dog, that little black poodle that refused to eat the sparkle dog food, which I thought was funny. It was like, yeah.
So Deandra and Leanne go to pick up Brandy, and Brandy's dog is a little fucker, of course.
Well, yeah, Brandy, I think, is already in there in the SUV, and they pile in, and Deandra's dog just starts attacking Brandy's dog.
Yeah, they start going at it. And Leanne's like, whoa, some shit's going down. Damn, you think they were the sorority or something. What's wrong with you bitches? Now, let's get on to how we're going to ruin Carrie.
So they start to, like, Brandy and Leanne are rehashing all the Carrie secrets, because Deandra wasn't, if you remember, Deandra was not at the party last week. It was merely just an android version of Deandra. And Deandra, Deandroid, the Deandroid. That's what they should have called it, Deandroid. So anyway, so yeah, they're rehashing, and you can tell Deandra is not about this. She hates this sort of shit. She's just like, L22.
Yeah, and when she gets the gossip, Leanne's like, wait until you hear this goss. And Brandy's like, yeah, Carrie and Mark, turns out she was the nanny. And she's like, for who? For Carrie and Mark. Nurse, nanny. I guess they both start with an N. And Deandra's like, did they pay the same rates? Ugh, I'm sick of this. Nurse, nanny, who cares? I want to focus on a sparkle dog, okay? His dog's ready to sparkle.
And then we go back to the party, and Carrie and Stephanie are chasing the kibble, and Cameron just comes over and goes, doesn't it taste like Melba toast?
And Carrie's like, it tastes like a cracker.
And goddamn you for making me eat a carb. Who's Melba toast?
So let's see.
I'm surprised that Cameron's even had Melba toast.
Me too. I think. And why is she so excited
about that? Like, at last, my dream has come true. Dog food that's not only pink, but finally tastes like Melba toast. It's
just everything a dog wants. Melba toast and pink shit.
What do people even use Melba toast? It's like, those are like little crackers, right? But they're like not, they're like crustini-ish, sort of.
They're like too hard. Like, you eat them and you're like, ouch, bread should never be this hard. They need like something on top of it.
Wasn't it there like a garbage pail kid that was like Melba Toast?
I'm sure.
I feel like that's how I've got to look it up. Garbage pail kid, Melba Toast. Yep. Yes. Yes. I remember this. Oh, 'cause you know, I was obsessed with Garbage Pail Kids when I was a kid.
Us Melba too. Toast. Me and Carly too. We had almost all of them. We like and went then crazy Toast, collecting them.
I remember they had twins, and Melba Toast's twin is High Rye.
High Rye and Melba Toast. Funny.
Oh my God. I loved these. Oh my God. I should look at all these. Oh my God. These are disgusting.
Do not start looking at all these garbage.
Wait, no, there's one. Dude, this is disgusting. Now I know why parents didn't like them. Ariel, it's this girl who's flying. Let me just describe this one thing. This was me last week. This girl, Ariel, the first Ariel is spelled like an aerialist, and then her name is Ariel, like Little Mermaid, and she's flying because she has so much snot coming out of her nose that it made a big, giant balloon that's floating her off. Is there a Donald Trump?
Oh, Garbage Pail Kids.
Oh,
so let's speak of something cute, which is my baby. His name is Louie. Everybody, look. It's Louie. And he's on a glitter pillow. So Stephanie's like, is this a dog? Or has Mariah Carey just arrived? Which is actually kind of true, because Mariah is just carried on, spun around, and then shoved back in a crate when she's done these days.
That's actually true, yes. And so Cameron makes a speech that is like a... It was a valiant attempt to be empowering. She's like, pink means power, and we women are powerful. I'm like,
there's
I don't know.
Nothing we can't do. Why every feminist marched ever. Pink dog food paid for by a rich guy you married. Well done.
She goes, even though I'm blonde, it still all came together, and I'm proving everyone that this is going to work. I'm like, and you're also making it sound like if you're blonde, you're automatically a failure at everything. Like, why would you say even though I'm blonde?
Hillary Clinton's at home cutting herself on the inner thigh, crying. So
she's
now
like
we
scrapping get her pink dog food plan for Chappaqua.
She's like dyeing her hair.
Yeah.
So now we skip over to the pet psychic.
Yes.
And she's like, "Ha, I'm here to talk to your doggy." And Denver's like, "Okay. Now, why doesn't my little girl want to lay around me or follow me around the house? Huh? I mean, her name is Gypsy." Now, look, I know that she probably hasn't seen this musical, but Gypsy is about a mother who is so demanding and horrible and, like, ignoring one of the daughters so the other daughter could be famous. And then the ignored daughter ends up growing up to be a famous stripper named Gypsy. Okay?
Yeah.
Come on, Dandra.
Yeah.
You're giving her really shitty numerology to start. You can't be overbearing with one and then nice to the other or whatever.
So the psychic is like, okay, I'm getting a vibe from Gypsy the dog that, she did not bond with her mama dog. That's the problem. Let me ask her something. Do you love your mom? She says with her whole heart, I love my mom. And then DeAndre just starts to cry.
Yeah.
Like this... We make fun of psychics a lot, but this is about as like simplistic a reading as could be.
She's like, I've just sensed that your dog likes to go pee-pee every morning on the back lawn. She's like,
And Deandra's like, it's just that. It's a lot of things going on in my life. It's like, it reminds me of my relationship with my mom, and there's a lot going on in my life and my business and L22. Where's L22? I got L21. I got L23, but I can't get bingo. L22, goddamn, I need L22.
The psychic's like, well, it's that your dog was the runt, and she just got knocked off the nipple. She's like, oh my God, that sounds just like me. I was on the nipple, and then Janet came in, knocked me down. My mother never spoke to me again. It's just the exact same thing happening with me and Dee.
Now, hold on a second. I'm getting another message from Gypsy. Oh, Gypsy says, please heal my mom. I just want her to feel better. She's working too hard. Stop worrying about L22.
How did you know that?
She's like, I'm hearing something from Gypsy.
Gotta get a gimmick if you wanna get ahead.
She's like, oh my God, you really know me. I like that Dandra was even yelling in the diary room. She's like, I just want a regular relationship with my mom.
Every single day I try to go in and tell her I love her. She is watching that damn TV VCR combo again.
I'm going to take those Regis and Kathy Lee VCR tapes out of there and crush them.
If I have to adjust the tracking on that thing one more time, I swear to God I'm going to throw it out the window.
She really thought Sammy Davis Jr. met Regis this morning.
Okay, so Dandra is like, speaking of invites, there are people you need to include at your engagement party. Leanne. And Leanne's like, well, look, you know, I don't want to ignore people, but Carrie and Mark, I mean, she has had a hard time being honest, and it is my engagement party. So they're going to make her go talk to her now.
Yeah, so Leanne's like, I'm going to talk to Mark because I want to talk to Mark. And Deandra's like, be the bigger person. You're like, be the flat screen TV to the TV VCR combo, okay? Be the bigger one.
Cut to Mark showing off his shoes to Court, who's like, who the fuck are you? And no, I won't give you a blowjob, sir.
I got these shocks at the Found Nup.
Please don't take my support of Sparkle dog food as a willingness to blow you, odd doctor person. And why are you dancing with two left feet, sir?
Well, it's an issue about the two left socks. It's just an ongoing problem I'm having.
So Court goes back to camp so Mark can have his scene. He's like, oh, Cameron, I had zero confidence in you. She's like, thanks, babe. You want to eat some? So now we're going to intercut between Stephanie and Carrie talking. Wait.
Stephanie tells Carrie to talk to Brandy. And Brandy's like, do I have to talk to her? It's like, yes. So the two conversations are Leanne talking to Mark and Carrie talking to Brandy.
Yes. So Carrie, she's like, well, there's two Brandys. There's one who's like pooping and like slapping people with dildos and stuff. And then there's one insinuating I'm a homewrecking whore. So which one are we going to meet today, huh?
Yeah, because Brandy, yeah, she was like, she basically is like, I don't know why you felt the need to go below the belt, which Brandy doesn't really have a good answer to that. I don't know if we even heard an answer. She's just like, But then we see Leanne talking to Mark about the engagement. She's like, I just want to extend an invitation to you and Carrie to come to my party. I didn't know if I wanted to do it at first, but I don't want to leave anyone out. But then I thought it'd be so fun to leave you guys out. But then I thought I shouldn't do that. But I really want to leave you out. But here's the thing. So I don't know whether or not to invite your wife because I have an issue with people who lie, especially to my face. I'm like, Leanne, what are you doing? This is his wife. What are you expecting him to say? To be like, oh yeah, I get it. Yeah, she's a big fat liar. What are you trying to get
also,
out of this?
Also, you're trying it with the pettiest housewife on this show. Like, Carrie won't cut you, okay? She'll just, like, try and roll her crossed eyes and leave the room. Mark will cut a bitch, okay?
Yeah.
So he's like, you're trying to convince me that my wife is a liar, basically. So then we switch back to Carrie, and Carrie's like, Brandy, I watched your kids in Memphis. I didn't fuck you. And Brandy's like,
well, I guess that's a good point.
She's like, look, it's a job, and I work, and I think you're being judgmental of people with jobs. And she's like, well, in my head, I was keeping a secret for you, because think about it. When you're working for someone, and she goes, I took care of all the surgeon's kids, okay? You know why? Because they trust me. That's why. Yeah. And also, I give good blowjobs. And also, I'll sign a prenup. Like, what? What did I do?
Pasta arm. So then Mark is like, now Mark starts confronting Leanne about the gay stuff, you know, being like, you know, like, I heard that you're saying that I solicited guys at the Roundup, which is hilarious because those aren't even my type of guys, you know, like, I'm more of a, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm just saying, you've been spreading words, spreading things about me. And she's like, I only spread that because Carrie said that Rich has a ton of penis. I'm like, well, technically, she said that
way
afterwards
after.
In response.
Yeah,
and you were, like,
after.
High on Xanax or whatever. So.
Yeah, she's in an odd pool here. And I think it's funny that these two fights are about the same thing in a way. Like, Carrie is trying to convince that she had job. She got jobs. And Mark's trying to convince everybody that he didn't. So come on now. Leanne's like, well, when she tells me and the other girls Rich has a small one, Rich adores you. He respects you. And he's like, do you respect me?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So did you call my practice a chop shop? And she's like, chop shop, which is a great place for a salad. He's like, no, yeah, Leanne.
As in, like, you can get all sorts. It's like a salad bar of plastic surgery. You get olives and lettuce, but in boob form. So, yes, I did say that. I did. It's a compliment.
Only after she called my doctor a vagina doctor. And he goes, well, your plastic surgeon is not a plastic surgeon. He's not a doctor. And she goes, now you're talking semantics.
I'm like, those are some pretty big semantics, Leanne. Oh, semantics. Well, he's not really a doctor. Turns out he sells rugs. And works part-time at an LA Fitness. Semantics!
So he finally is just like, you know what? Okay, this is over. You know, because she's not fronting. She's not admitting to anything. And he's like, she goes, after all this, I would like to invite you and Carrie to celebrate with us. And he goes, oh, well, perfect. Thanks.
Yeah,
they're the C-wordiest walk-off ever.
Yeah, because she's like, I just want an apology from Carrie. That's all I want. It's like, well, I'll check to see if she already gave one.
Yeah. So then Carrie's like, what the hell? Now I have two of you coming after my marriage? And Brandy goes,
now that I think about it, it was very immature of me. I should have done a one-on-one. I hope you'll forgive me.
She's like,
sorry. I'm like, bitch, if Carrie had done anything like a fraction of what you had said, like, you would have iced her out for 2 years.
Yes. And Carrie's like, there's a common denominator, Leanne. There's also a common denominator between you and Leanne, which is Carrie, or which is Brandy. Like, come on.
And there's a common denominator between all of you guys, which is
all of
unnecessary
guys.
Spigots on your stovetop. So why don't we do something we haven't done in a few weeks, but we finally have a new entry since we're wrapped up with Dallas. There's only one episode of Dallas left, season finale. I am bereft. That's it for Dallas for today, but let's go on to some listener spotlight, shall we?
Yes, please.
Spotlight. All right. So we are going to circle back to Rachel Kranz, who we heard from back in March. Rachel, you have the floor.
Hi, Ben and Ronnie. It's Rachel Kranz from Denver, the listener with the Insta-famous dachshunds at Colorado Weenies. Still waiting for your follows. Since we talked last, I got engaged. Can you believe it, girls? I'm getting married. Wow. And I got engaged in Aspen, of all places. I only get engaged in Aspen, okay? You asked me what my favorite Bravo show is, which I have to say has been very difficult for me to pick one absolute favorite. It's really a close call for me between Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, New York, and Vanderpump Rules. When I first saw Vanderpump Rules and they did that terrible crossover with Beverly Hills with Brandy and Sheena, I was like, what is this awful show? And thought I'd never watch it again. A few seasons later, I had food poisoning and was stuck at home in bed all day. And what happened to have a marathon running? VPR. So I watched them all in one day, and I've never looked back. The show is like a slow-moving car accident. You really shouldn't be watching, but you just can't look away. Unlike Amen. My Housewives, where I have very clear favorites, I really don't root for anyone. I hate them all equally. With the Housewives, they have wealth and beauty. That's something that I'm watching because it's so unattainable. With Vanderpump, it's quite the opposite. It's so uplifting because no matter how terrible my day or week is going, at least my life is going better than all of the Sir employees. And my couches will always be in better condition. The amount of incest in the group is truly incredible. And the obsession that they each have with their birthdays when they're all in their mid to late 30s is admirable. With a show full of garbage people, you'd think there wouldn't be any takeaways. But I have to say, Lala really got me thinking about the importance of a summer body. And thankfully, Sheena and Katie have been great examples for me as I've begun wedding planning. About everything I don't want my wedding to be, including a crop top wedding dress or a Wednesday night wedding ceremony. Yeah. I am so excited for the show to return and to hear both of you recap every moment for me. I can't wait to listen. Love you guys, and I hope to talk to you soon. Thanks.
Oh, well, congratulations, Rachel, on that engagement. That's awesome.
And we just followed Colorado Weenies on Insta as well.
Yes, we certainly did. That's awesome.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and I like that she's like, who obsesses over their birthday in their 30s? And I literally earlier today was thinking, I think I want to start putting together my plans for my birthday party.
Yours are never like a week long and require, you know, so much. You know,
I didn't even have a birthday party last year, actually.
I know. How come?
I was just like stressed with some stuff. I don't know. It was just, I just didn't feel like it. I just kind of felt like doing something super small. I played like a board game. But this year I want to bring the birthday back. I want to do something big and fun. And I don't know what it's going to be, but I gotta figure it out. I'm going to reach out to all the peeps. I want to reach out to all our new podcast friends, you know. I want to invite them all, and
I want
it to be like, if I'm going to be reaching out to a bunch of people, I want it to be like a fun place. So I got to figure out a place to have the birthday. I'm thinking about even doing something crazy, like renting out like a little space. So we'll see. We'll see how much money I have, by the way, by the, after this move happens, I'm going through. So.
Oh my God. Yeah. You're going to have a crazy week next week, sir.
Yeah, I certainly will. And then we have our San Francisco show. And then just when we get back from that, we go right to Mexico for 2 days. So it's going to be what I like to call a nightmare 10 days.
Yes, a nightmare mixed with heaven 10 days. You're going to get home and sleep so well, Ben.
Absolutely. Well, so everybody, tomorrow we're back for New Jersey.
Yes, we sure are. That brings us to another end of Watch What Crappens. Thank you guys all for selling our San Fran show out. We'll announce new dates soon, and we'll see you tomorrow for Jurors.
All right, bye everyone.
Bye.